What is the best protection against the attacks of the enemy on you or your family? It is the confident belief in knowing how much your Heavenly Father really loves you. Join Kenneth today as he teaches on the protection of walking in God's love. Next on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
1 John chapter 4. Well, back up to the first chapter. Verse 7. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just or righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, if you're cleansed from all unrighteousness, what's left? Righteousness. Hallelujah. That's where love wants you. Yeah, but I'm just so sorry I did it. Well, you still got it. You hadn't repented of that. Oh, I repent. No, you haven't repented until you receive by faith your forgiveness. And acknowledge it. I don't care how you feel about it. I know you feel like a rat. But if you'll learn how to walk by faith, you can kill that feeling. Amen. Oh, Brother Copeland, the first thing you know, they'll just all be sinning and confessing and sinning and confessing. So, that's better than sinning and not confessing and sinning and not confessing. No born again, no born again child of God is looking for a way to sin and get away with it. Yeah, that's just not in you anymore. You'll learn that in 1 John if you spend some time reading and studying. That, you're looking for a way to get out from under it, to break its authority and power in your life. Well, if you really, really, if we really, really knew, its power and authority has already been broken in our lives. You'd be surprised how weak that thing is, because its strength is in the flesh. But your power is in the Spirit. Amen. Amen. Now, let's walk through this. Remember now, let's go ahead and read our text first before we do this. We can get this on our minds. In the 8th verse of 1 John 4, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Then come down to the 16th verse. We have known and believed the love that God hath to us. Known and believed it. Now, it's one thing to mentally accept it, but it's another thing to trust it. You learn to trust that love. God tells you to do something? Really? You really want me to do? Oh! I want to go into this a little bit further. Concern it before we get over there in that first chapter. Notice what he said here now. We have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. He that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect or developed, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. Well, of course not. God is love. There's no fear in him. And he's in us. Perfected love casteth out fear. Don't you remember the scripture says, stir up the gift that is within us? He has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And you stir up the gift of God, which is love. What happens? It flushes that fear out of there, because the more you stir it up and the more you feed that love, glory to God, and the tide starts rising in there, it gets to the place where there's no room left for fear anymore. Wow. It's gone. Now, I want to talk to you about this a little bit. Fear, you can have, people do this all the time. People manage fear. People do it all the time. I mean, saved or unsaved, people manage fear. You can have a guy, for instance, that rides big, nasty bulls. Horrible, big, ugly, mean bulls in a rodeo. And now they wear helmets and everything else. It used to be you didn't have nothing but your head.
Right.
Or maybe your hat if it stayed on your head long enough. Or maybe your head come off with the hat on it. He has no fear of that animal. But then he goes and gets in his truck and he's driving to the next rodeo and he's sitting there worried sick about his finances, his children, his wife, and everything else. Fear is there. He managed it where that bull is concerned, and he has not learned to manage it where his own business affairs are concerned. You understand? Worry is fear dependent. It's fear based. So fear, now if you're born again, if you're not born again, your spirit is producing fear. There's a fountain of fear in your unborn again spirit. Now, once you get born again, old things passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And now there is no fountain of fear on the inside of you. You have a fountain of love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, kindness over the fruit of the Spirit. You have a fountain of faith in there. But you continue to feed fear in there, it'll get in your spirit. And you may be going along. Somebody would ask you, you got fear in you right now? No, what are you talking about? We got no fear. When actually you do, it's resident in you because you fed it in there. And if you violate the law of love, fear is there immediately.
Come on.
Because that's what it feeds on. Is when you violate the law of love, perfected love casts it out. But the moment that you decide to violate that law and step off that love line, then fear is right there. You start worrying about stuff and that kind of thing. Now, instead of managing fear, when you are determined to walk in the commandment of love and you put that up first place in your life, not by your feelings, but the simple fact that the commander in chief has commanded us to do it. And we are soldiers in the army of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So once you come to that place and you really realize who you are, and you begin to not only know, but believe that love. You trust that love. He loves me. He loves me. He's not trying to hurt me. He's doing everything he can to get me to listen to him where I can stay out of trouble.
Amen. Amen. Yes, yes, yes.
Go over to Deuteronomy chapter 28. Don't lose your place there in 1 John. We're coming back to that. Deuteronomy chapter 28. This is the blessing of Abraham and the curse of the law. Look at the first verse of the chapter. It shall come to pass if thou shalt hearken diligently. Do you see that?
Yes.
Hearken diligently. See that word hearken?
Yes.
Hear kin. That means I'm supposed to listen up here. Diligently to the voice. Hey, this is the voice of God. This Bible, this book is the voice of God to you.
Amen.
Amen. Now, to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if you will hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Now, in the 15th verse, but it shall come to pass if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. You refuse to listen to him, observe to do his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. All these curses will come on you and overtake you. All right. Now then, let's go to Romans chapter 13. Verse 9, for this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet, and if there be any other commandment, it is briefly understood in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
But you have to be as diligent to hearken and listen to him about walking in love. Why was he so rough on them? Why is he telling them, you better listen to me? Because if they disobeyed him, they just walked right out there where that curse was. He didn't have to put it on them. It came on you. It isn't any different today. We have been redeemed from the curse of the law. But it's still out there.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Look at this. As this straight line down this carpet here, this is the straight and the narrow. This is what Jesus was talking about. It is a narrow way. The rest of it is very broad. Now, I've made a commitment to God as a soldier in the army of the Lord. I am committed. I'm going to keep that commandment. I'm going to walk in that. Some way or another, I'm going to walk in there. He's just going to have to help me by his grace and teach me and train me. But I've made up my heart and mind. Jesus said that love your neighbor as yourself and love the brethren even as he loved the brethren.
Amen. Amen.
That's the law of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
So I'm doing that. And something happened. Whoa. The minute I did that, I just stepped into Satan's world.
Yep.
And he's going to do his best to steal the word out of me. If he can get the word out of me, he can hurt me. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Now, let me prove this to you. Right there in 1 John. I know I'm going back to that first chapter in a minute. Look in the 5th chapter. Look in verse 14. This is the confidence that we have in Him. If we ask anything according to His will, if we ask anything according to His word, His word is His will. There's no way He's going to promise you something that's against His will. That's probably the answer to the question, how dumb can you get? To think God is going to promise you something that's against His will. Amen. Amen. Now, if we ask anything, look at it. According to His will, according to His word, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desired of Him. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. Now look at the 17th verse. All unrighteousness is sin. There is a sin not unto death. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. Really? But he that's begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one touches him not. Now, wait a minute. Put your brakes on. Is your mind renewed?
Yes.
When you hear the word God, you hear the word love.
Yes.
When you hear the word love, you hear the word God.
Yes.
Let's look at that verse again. We know that whosoever is born of love sinneth not, but he that is born of love keeps himself, where? In love. And that wicked one touches him not. He's walking that line. He's staying in there. If he steps out, he said, no, I repent. Glory to God. I'm quick to repent, quick to repent, quick to forgive.
Yes, sir.
Slow to anger.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And stay on that love line.
Yes.
No, you take your hands off of my baby, Satan. I walk in love. I keep the commandment of love.
Amen.
I walk in it.
Amen.
I delight in His commandments. Amen. Hallelujah. Because, see, if I love my neighbor as myself, I got it covered. All I got to do is just continue to love and forgive and not let anything ruffle my feathers.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. No, I can't afford to be stepping out there and fussing with you. Uh-uh. God is looking for an army that'll walk in His law and walk in His statutes, hallelujah, and listen to Him. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Now, let's go back over here now where we were in the first chapter, and let's walk through this by faith. You remember Jesus said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, see, he laid out the faith principle and then he immediately put it into operation. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, so that your heavenly Father can forgive you your trespasses.
Amen.
All right, let's apply that.
Amen.
I missed it. Well, I can wait 2 or 3, 4 days or a week and feel bad about it and cry and squall and go ahead and finish the argument. You know, hold on to it for several days. Well, Brother Copeland, you don't know what they did to me. I've been trying to forgive them. No, you hadn't. Forgiving's easy. It's not a matter of feelings.
That's right.
No. You stand up there before the commander-in-chief of the heavenly forces.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
And you say, sir,
yes, sir,
I have forgiven her, sir.
Amen.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yes, sir.
She's forgiven.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. Amen.
And then you get to church that morning, and there she comes. Oh, no, I thought I forgave her. You did. You did. That was a decision. And that's the way you're supposed to forgive, as a matter of decision,
yes, sir,
of obedience.
Yes, sir. Choice. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Now, your flesh is in the habit of not liking her. And it hadn't changed yet. It's still as stupid as it was last week. Because your flesh doesn't have a mind of its own. The flesh has no mind. It is trainable, but it has no mind of its own. Amen.
Amen.
And you have to tell it what to do. You just say, no, you put a smile on your face and go over there and you greet her because she's forgiven.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I said she's forgiven.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to go over there and do that. It doesn't have anything different what you want to do.
That's right. That's right.
Go over there and speak to her. Well, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all righteousness. When? When you stand praying.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
When you stand there at attention before him. Not, oh God, I just don't know what's the matter with me. Whiny baby, time is over.
Amen.
It's time for the army of God to arrive.
Amen.
And attack the forces of darkness with a vengeance.
Yes.
And love one another with an intensity that we've never known before. Hallelujah. Because the spiritual doors are open and the power ladders are up. Begging somebody to climb to the top of the mountain. Come on up here with me, saith the Lord. Look down on the things of the devil from my vantage point instead of looking up from your crying chamber. And release the forces of the power of the kingdom of God that's stacked up on the inside of you. The blessing of the Lord is in there. For you have you were born of the seed of greatness, saith the Lord. And the great God of all heaven and earth is living on the inside of you. Release him and let him have his way. Woo! Glory, 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 glory.
You and I are living in a very dangerous world at a very dangerous time. But did you know right in the middle of that, we can rest? We can be totally confident that God is faithful and will be faithful to protect us, to protect our families, and to deliver us from all harm. That's why we're making this book, Protection Promises, available to you, because this book contains scriptural promises, not just for you, but for your whole family. This is the kind of stuff I grew up on, where we're sitting around the living room and mom and dad are pouring into us what the promises of the Word of God teach us. Yes, about our health and our healing and our prosperity, but absolutely, you better believe we were talking about the protection promises of God. You need to get a hold of this. You need to get this into your life and in the life of your family. And if you want it, all you need to do is call us, or you can visit our website to request your free copy. Now, I know many of you who are watching this broadcast, you've heard the word, you're listening to it day in, day out, week after week, and I know it's making a difference in your life. And if it is, we want to hear from you. We want to hear your testimonies. We want to know what our good God is doing in your life. And you never know, your praise report might actually end up published in the magazine or on the website or even here on the broadcast for one reason, though. Not to bring glory to you or anybody but God, to bring praise to Jesus and to encourage other people who are believing God, maybe experiencing some of the same things you went through and got victory in. Let your testimony be an encouragement to somebody else. And I want to say before we leave today to all of you who are watching, who have been a part of this ministry with your seed, you've sown financially into the outreach of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We want you to know we thank God for you. We bless you in Jesus' name. And you are not just a number on a list. You're not just a dollar amount. No, you're a life. You're a name. You're a heart that gets prayed over every single day of the world, as my grandfather says. Somebody here at this ministry is in faith with you, believing God for you to see miracles and breakthrough in your life and every area of your life. You're a part of getting the good news out to people all over the world. And we're in agreement with you today for the blessing of God to manifest in every area of your life. Amen. Amen. We love you. Thanks for watching the broadcast today. We'll see you again soon. Until then, remember, Jesus is Lord.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event.
You're not here by some kind of accident. No, 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 no. You're here because you were destined to be here. This day is part of your destiny in God.
February 16th through 17th, join us for Miracles on the Mountain with Billy Burke at Eagle Mountain International Church in Newark, Texas. February 28th through March 2nd, this winter, join Brother Copeland on the mountain at Eagle Mountain International Church in Newark, Texas. April 5th through 7th, the Copelands welcome you to the 2018 Branson Victory Campaign at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. May 18th through 19th, Kenneth Copeland invites you to the Peru Victory Campaign at Eduardo Vivos Coliseum in Avenida Aviacion, Lima, Peru. For more information, go to kcm.org/events. Visit our website, kcm.org/TV special. You can also request a free copy of the broadcast on DVD, CD, or digital download. Shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Stay connected with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or our YouTube channel. Keep your faith strong with the Word and expect to see the manifestations of the Holy Ghost and fire.